shall we pray one more time. Our Father, we are grateful unto you that once again you are giving us another opportunity to approach on today in the way of preaching. We ask, O God, that you will set man aside, do the preaching by yourself. Thou unknowest all things, especially the needs of your children. May you meet us at the very point of our needs. At the end of the service again, this morning's work afternoon, Lord, may there be testimonies of deliverances. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the leading of the songs. Thank you for the song leader. And the songs are the message that they pass across to us, including the special numbers. May your name be praised, Lord. You remember your servants. Ayo Dele, Brother Deumi, their Brother Sam. We commit all of them into your hands. We pray that your grace will rest upon them. Bring them back safely where they shall be coming. Help us, O God, it's our responsibility to pray for one another. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Please be seated. Thank you. I hope it's not too high. Thank you. Once again, good morning, church. We are very happy to be able to come to the house of the Lord again this morning to present ourselves unto Him, that He will always, as usual, walk upon us. Praise God. Amen. You know, in the course of preaching, you look at the congregation, you see the condition of everybody. What I want to say, I don't know, but may God help us. Maybe if I say this, the prophet says it might help us. The prophet said, when you come to the football field, say you have both old and young in the place. He said, you can never find one person dozing the football field. As big as the stadium is and they all occupy, so everybody is active. When you hear he beat the first man, he beat the second man, he beat the third man, you hear a go. So people will throw their legs at the back. They can hit you at your bum bum. You will even look back to find out who did that. Why? Because everybody is in the spirit of. May God help us. You see, sometimes when we are preaching, you look at the audience. You see some people ask if they are hearing the gospel for the first time. I don't know. May God help us. It's like somebody stand here, and we are all sitting, every one of us are sitting there. And the person said, I want to describe man. And they begin to describe man. And there are some men among us say, Kilo, so man be like that. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Amen.
Amen and amen. We have these greetings to the church from Brother Joshua in Mafido. He will soon be here. Brother Caleb Ugu bring this stuff. And we have a letter of appreciation. The family of Mr. and Mrs. Jeremiah Grace Ademi wants to use this medium to appreciate the pastor, ministers, officers, and the whole members of the Christ Bride Tabernacle for their prayers, visitation, and gifts, and so on to us during my wife's pregnancy and after delivery. Thanks so much. God bless you all. Shalom. And this one we have some. The decoration. I'm talking of November. What December? If you see decoration in the night, in everybody's front house, what are they celebrating? The birth of Christ. Here is a nation that says they should not be reading the Bible in the schools. Here is a nation that is having their own gospel of gay, safe, same-sex marriage. They are propagating it. Not only the one fill of Nigeria, one fill of Ghana, now they are trying to enforce it. To say, if you don't take it, we will withdraw your all the help we have been ready. Then they are celebrating the birth of Christ. Brother Abraham said, I will rather accept physical blindness than spiritual blindness. You see those declarations, not be smart, you know. I'm talking of November, I think it was December. By now, it will be something else altogether. May God help us. Why the world is celebrating the way they are celebrating? Let us bow our heads and worship our God, who has graciously. Remember, the Bible says, I don't know how did he get that scripture on my head recently. He says, because of the joy that was set before him, he endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. What was that joy? Because of you, because of me. There is a song that says, when he was at the cross, I was in his mind. That song is good, but the song has taken you too far before he speaks. Before the foundation of the world, we were in his mind. Not before he came. I mean, when he came to the cross was the fulfillment of what he has in mind before the foundation of the world. We were in his mind. Amen. God bless you. Oh, glory to God. Everything he went through was because of you and me. We cannot thank God enough. We cannot appreciate him enough. The only thing God expects you and me to do, a continuation of our appreciation unto him, is that live a life that is worthy of the gospel every day of your life. Amen? Every day of your life. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of the living God. Let me throw a challenge to us that are drivers here. You have your car, you're the driver. What is your reaction when a car that drives rough for you? Hello? What is your reaction? Can you say sorry to a car that even when he is wrong? Amen? Because this is how you test the spirit that is in you. You see, there are things the prophet said that sometimes we don't, we are never conscious of. When Abraham says, we want to know what is in a man, he says, step on him. When Okada step on you, by driving rough for you, I even curse you, it's the cause of doing it. What is your reaction? Drivers. No answer. May God help us. This thing we are talking about is not something you can mimic. It's something that becomes your life. Whether somebody spit on you, Just to express how they felt, how bitter they are about it. We were driving yesterday. Okada passed us. And he thought he was Okada. Only do you break because of a fly? I don't know. May God help us. Let me tell you one thing, that this is our faith. You'll be tried anywhere. You just watch what your reaction is when somebody do contrary to what you wish. You will know the spirit that is in you. When we come to church, God bless you. Shalom. That's why the prophet said, your best and your worst, you leave it at home. Amen. Your best and your worst, you leave it at home. May God help us. How do you live at home? How do you treat your husband at home? How do you treat your wife at all? When your wife has so much to do, it may be overloafy for sure. It might say machine. No, she had other things to do. Family teacher. Can you say honey or sister or whatever or sweetie, whatever you call her? Can you say, let me help you spread the clothes while you enter kitchen? Hello? But Abraham was going to the kitchen. Go help me that do certain stuff. Amen? Oh, you are the type who just stay put, pray, I'm in the head. You know, God bless you, my brother. You know, they say, the head where you be, so the head and the body, they are connected. So, may God help us. When we were young, I was really eating powdered yam. I don't allow her to powder yam. No matter how old a man is, the way a man is built is stronger than woman. The Bible says weaker. That's what God says. You can't do it. To be so pay mo lagbara jo ko mi lo ko ya ju ni. I'm telling you. O lagbara jo ko yin lo. Your boy 10 years we beat you. I hope you know what I'm talking about. I know of a sister, not in this country, so you don't speculate. The sister said, Pastor, come and see me, see trouble. This my children be telling me I was not in the original creature. The sister had boys. When the mother is pressing them too much, they will say, Mom, you're Tito now. After all, you were not an original creation. Aren't you a bad product? Whether the boys apply it right or wrong, but they are right. They are right. Amen. Gbogbo wa la ta ni le ni obi ni lo ko se na woman na iko sa but not our sister so so sisters, you can see where God is bringing you. You should specially appreciate God, honestly, because all the wahala we have today, Russia standing up against Ukraine, you know, Hamas going to invade Israel. In my village, you don't need to let him buy any culture. I told him about a duel. Oh, there's a coin. He will kill you. How do you go and challenge Israel? Israel is one of the superpower of the world, as small as it is. So, the power they have, it passed that of USA. Why? Because they have Jehovah. As long as they are in that life, no power overcome them. What do you want for you, Master? Oh, I'm telling you, they will never. If any of them remain safe, they will never forget Israel. They taught their tunnels that they have. You can imagine how long those pompous have taken time to. I want more issue. Everybody is looking for progress. We are digging tunnels to. And if they don't dig tunnels, they might go order an hospital. God opened all the tunnels. And Israel is flushing them out like anything, you know. God bless you. I say, God bless you. One of the two surely do marry. Can you? Who is the man who want to fight with God? You? God bless you. Just shake one another. Say, son of God or daughter of God, God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Son of God, God bless you. Son of God, God bless you. God bless you. Did you shake each other? I mean, you are not sure you are a son of God. Amen. God bless you. Let me just read the scripture here, then pass a statement, then we will come around and dedicate the baby. Keep bringing them in. There are vacants. If the pews are filled, we accept the church. You know, we still have land. Bring them in. You are not singing. Amen. Like in Nigeria, there is no limit. There are some countries you can't give birth more than two or one because of overpopulation. Amen. God bless you. Turn your Bible to Mark chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 13 to 16. Okay. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Amen. That is what our messenger has taught us. Amen. May God help us. I've been to places, or I've heard about places where people have their own rituals for wedding ceremony. Let me tell you, if you truly believe this message, you will follow the footsteps of the messenger. Where will the ritual come from? Where will Agua manufacture it come? When I know the one God Abraham used. The message of the hour, including the ritual that he used to bless the wedding, is our absolute. But Brother Paul said, he said, follow me as I follow. God bless you. So people will go and manufacture something they were using the dead denomination. You go and be using it to bless marriage. If I happen to be in such conventions of people, I will blast it with all my heart. The next thing is that next time you will call me. When I was in the U.S., when we lost our son, that was 2020. After the incident, I preached in a pastor's church. Very simple sermon. But I know the pastor very well. What he wants is that just come, crack jokes, make everybody laugh, you are his friend. I'm not a joker. Brother Abraham said, the pulpit is not a place of jokes. I lay it down, the importance of salvation. I don't care, you might be like the gate, and you perish with your money if you are not converted. The Bible says we brought nothing here. We are taking nothing away. Money can never be my problem. Amen? It can never be my problem. But Abraham said three things minister must be careful of. If minister must be careful of these three things, the congregation must be careful of it. Hello? He said woman, money, popularity. He said, Saul, it was popularity that was his problem. He said, Bela, it was money that was his problem. He said, Samson, it was woman that was his problem. Do you know very well that Samson knew that Delilah was after the source of his power? He knew. May God help us. What will I do to you so that the power will diminish? Is that not the evil demonic to be asking me that my power should diminish? Do I want my power to diminish or should accelerate? He said, if you do me like this, I'll be like ordinary man. The woman will go and do it. The only statement to satisfy me, the prophet said, Samson was raised up to destroy the Philistines. And at his death, he killed more than he killed in the field. Apart from that consolation, I will disagree with Samson. Somebody want to know the source of my power so that you spoil it. I'd be so far away from you. If I see your shadow like this, the race I will pick, I will never come to you. God bless you. But at his death, he killed more than he killed in the field. So God allowed that to happen. What am I saying? The place we have just read, the prophet used to read it to dedicate children. You know, in the denomination, they do several things. They will bring a bottle of honey, orogbo, cola, all kinds of rubbish and nonsense. They have a lot of rituals they do. But Abraham just take that. Oh, we thank God for a prophet. But Abraham, the message. Let me ask you, how many of us have read the message, marriage and divorce, or your own from beginning to the end? Raise up your hand, let me see. Very few. God bless you. You can put that in your hand. In that message, the prophet said, when he was so tired as a mom, he said, some people call me a prophet. He said, I didn't call myself a prophet. He said, but one thing I know, that he has allowed me to foresee things. And that is the vindication of a prophet. He said, he has allowed me to foresee things that has happened in tens of thousands of times. He said, no, ever fail. And he said, if there is any here that know that I've spoken the name of the Lord, he said, let the person raise their hand. The place was as quiet as graveyard. He said, if you know that what I've said is the truth, it has never failed, say amen. The congregation say amen. That is the evidence of being a prophet. Then he comes to pay Woline with mouth. And the vindication is not following you. May God help us. You are compromising. I will never compromise an iota of this message. Put AK-20 on my head. I will say, blow it. Before the sound of it cease, I will be in the sixth dimension. Then what is the achievement? You are killed an innocent man. It's recorded against you. Where was I? Oh, I was somewhere. He said, was it yesterday? May God help us. God bless you, church. So we ask the Adeyemis to get ready. We are going to ask them to bring their baby. May God help us. If Jesus was to be here physically, they will hand over the baby to Jesus. But because he's not here physically, he has representatives. If we add them over to the ministers, we give the child back to the one who gave it for safekeeping. Amen. God bless you. Shall we rise? 134. Travel to Abuja to take our sister. Praise God. Amen. You see, I didn't know. When we got there, I found out that the parents are people like, I know them like, we thank God. Today, they are bringing their baby unto the Lord. We thank the Lord for that. More of it. May the Lord grant your heart desires. If you want a football team, God will give you. How to take care of them is in the hands of God. God bless you. I say God bless you. The escort can now go back. Thank you. Thank you for escorting the baby. Blessed be his holy name. Hey, servants of God, please come around. Come around, dude. The names of this baby. Number one is Zoe, which is God's love. Olamide Temitope. God's whole life. Zoe. Olamide Temitope. The daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Jeremiah Grace Adeyemi. We thank God. You know we are growing. Are we growing? I know we are growing. You know, before we will come a big list of names up to 20. Whereas only two of them go survive. But now we are limiting it to three. Whosoever started it, God bless you. Whosoever is continuing with it, God bless you. As many as we continue with it, God bless you. Even those who will still write 30 names, God bless you. Hey, Olamide, God bless you. Shall we please put our hands? Our Father, we thank you for this gift to the Adeyemis. And when you give your gift, you don't add sorrow to it. May she grow and grow and grow physically. When she hit the age of accountability, may she know you in the power of your resurrection. All it will take to raise the child financially, wisdom of God, knowledge of God, may you endow the family and may the parents with it in the name of Jesus. As many as are looking unto you for such, because they only come from you, may you send unto them, Lord. We worship you. We dedicate Lord Zoe unto the services of the Lord. In the name of our Master and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Yes, my brother. Shalom. Yeah. God bless you. Mama, God bless you. Yeah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and let the atmosphere be first. Oh, praise the Lord, yes, praise the Lord, yes, let us be first. Oh, done. Hallelujah. Shall we open our Bibles to Romans chapter 7? Romans chapter 7. I bring greetings from Evangelist Ayodele Babalola, from Brother Joshua Adeumi, from Brother Sam Fagbeson. They say greetings, I believe, praying for them. They'll be praying for me to go willing on Wednesday, I believe it, for Abidjan, for a conversion. Like I said, be in prayers. We will have series of meetings for to enter new day. You know, I won't take much of your time, at least one service a day. You know, it will be a blessing to us. God bless you. We enjoy those blessings to enter new year. No, it will not just be this year that is coming. All you are studying requests shall be answered. Amen. No, we do more than that. Okay? God bless you. Romans chapter 7, the first 6 verses. The first 6 verses. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man, as long as he liveth. For the woman which had an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, are you hearing, the motions of sins which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were dead, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of the scripture into our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise God. Amen. I have said I'm going to preach on that power that is in us, what makes us up, why we cannot be defeated by the enemy. Why there is no trial or temptation that comes our way cannot overcome us. Amen. Why the Bible calls us more than conquerors. You know, a conqueror is a man that fights, that goes to battle, and fought, and won. So it's a conqueror. Is that not so? But we are more than conquerors, because we did not fight, somebody fought our battles and won on our behalf and freely gave to us the victory. God bless you. Will we ever live to praise his name? Amen. So, what I want us to look at this morning is the invisible union of the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ is in union with Christ now, though it's invisible, because that union we are talking of does not reduce your size. Maybe you are tall, so when you come in that union, you become reduced. No. Or you were slim, increase your weight. No. Amen. Maybe you have straight legged. You are straight legged. When you receive it, when you are in union with him, now you become K-legged. No. Or maybe there is a certain qualification academically you must achieve in order to have that union. No. Amen. God bless you. Sir, can you display that sermon? Instead of me following it here, let me follow it here to as long as the time will permit us. Then we will call it a quit. The invisible union of the bride of Christ. I think the prophet preached it once. Just where he read the scripture, we start from at the end of the prayer that he made after reading the scripture. It's not stable. Should I continue and come up later? Okay. God bless you. Don't be nervous. You know, it's not easy. It's not everybody that can do that to you. Now, let me see where we should stop here. Let's start from verse 25. I want to apologize to Ifa and the family for making you to come late this morning. It was not intentional. I've not got you over the change of time, you know. I say almost awake throughout the night, but when the day is about breaking, sleep will start coming on me. I don't know. But I will get over it. Dear God, we have just read what we believe to be the sacred word of God. And that is what we are believing, that not one joint or one title shall in no wise pass from this until all is fulfilled. And we believe that our Lord told us in Revelation, the 32nd chapter, that whosoever shall take one word from it or add one word to it, the same is part will be taken from the book of life. And we see that by misrepresentation of this word, has Satan misrepresented it to Eve, caused her to doubt what word, threw the whole human race into a falling chaos. Just one word. Then we see in the middle of the book, came our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and he gave us this quotation concerning it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the solemn warning in the last book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, whosoever shall add a word or take a word away, his part will be taken from the book of life. Oh God, knowing and seeing how fragile we are, knowing that we are walking on the brittle threads of life, of this mortal life, not knowing what time that we are going to be summoned to answer on high, let us, O Lord, lay aside everything in our heart, everything in our mind, and look straight to your word tonight. And this month, for you to come and interpret it with living oracles. Grant it. May your spirit fall upon us and anoint the way to our heart, that we may go from here this afternoon better people than we are now, that we may have a closer insight on Jesus Christ, that we might understand the day that we are living in, the preparation of God for his people in this hour, this great crucial dark time that we now live in. God anoint us, not only speaker, but hearer, and together make our hearts to tremble at your word. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Grant these things, Father, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to title the few remarks that I was going to make here, and some scriptures that I wrote, I would like to follow up closely behind, if the Lord willing, to the thanksgiving message, to the invisible, the visible union of the bride of Christ. The invisible union of the bride of Christ. It doesn't sound like a thanksgiving message. Though any scripture, we are thankful for all of it. I am thankful to God to be living in this time of the closing scenes of this world history. I don't know if I would have had a say-so before the foundation of the world, and if God would have laid out the whole program to me and said to me, I want you to preach, and now what age do you desire to go to the earth to preach? I would have chosen this age, for I think this is the golden age. Amen. I certainly would have loved to have been here during the time of his visit to the earth, but still, I think this right now is a greater time, because it's a time that is coming to tell the people that he has redeemed, nearing the resurrection, when all the redeemed will come forth. What a glorious opportunity we have to speak to a dying people. Great time, we are enthused about it. And we know that history is closing out. The world history will soon be over. Then we are going to step into a new day, to the great millennium. That as one believer, I believe in a millennium. A millennial reign with Christ, 1,000 years upon the earth, the physical return of the Lord Jesus to take a physical people glorified by his cleansing blood. Paul here is giving an illustration in our scripture about the law and grace, and illustrating it like marriage and divorce. This passage is very seldom preached on, because it's more or less pertains to like marriage and divorce. But it also pertains to a greater portion of marriage and divorce, of how that is trying to set in order here that we as a church can no more be married to the world and to Christ at the same time. I be legal and lawful about it. Then it can be for woman to be living with a husband while she's got to go and marry another, rather why is she having a living husband? And I have my own thoughts of that, and I believe that what the Bible says is the truth. Now, but I believe also, to my belief, that it offers one of the great mysteries of prophecy. And I hope that the Lord will help us today, as we deliver this to our waiting people across the country. It was said one time, I was reading when I was writing the note for this. I could not exactly remember the book that it is, but I'm sure that this is right. That one of the books I read of Mr. Moody, Dwight Moody in Chicago. We have a great listening church in Chicago also tonight, that Mr. Moody, after reading Romans 7, ran into the street. And the first man he met, he said to him, "Do you know grace?" And the man replied, "Grace who?" Mr. Moody said, "The grace of God." So he so thrilled him when he seen what? How grace has separated us from the law, and how that what part grace played. Well, now, anything that I want to do is when I always told the people, when I cross the line on the other side, I like to stand up and sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. Grace, precious grace, more grace to know. For it is by grace we are saved, not by what we can do. What we can, whatever we do, is not counted to us. Grace is what saves us. By grace are you saved, through faith. May I add to this woman grace. May I place her in the Bible. also as called the elect lady. This means grace I'm going to talk about. You know, the Bible declares, said to the elect lady, that if you notice, elect come from the word elected lady. One lady amongst all the other ladies was elected. Like the virgin was to bring forth the body of God on the earth, she was an elected woman. God chose Mary. And also God had chosen an elected lady, which is his bride. She's elected. I hope we are members of that today across the world, across the nation rather. The illustration here showing the relationship of the bride to Christ, the elect lady, on how she was to be brought to him, where she would come from, and how that she would be brought here, be brought to him, the church here, in illustration that we got in view, is illustrated by a woman, which a woman is always a type of the church, because the church is considered a bride. A bride. She is the bride of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. Always, if you will watch the conditions and the conduct of women, and you will see where the church is. Amen? Now, some of these remarks may seem strange to some of you, but it's complementary to the message that I have from the Lord, that I'm trying to get to the people. See, you watch everything in the natural, how it's happening. Nature, I watch it. It runs sure with the spiritual also. Now, if you will see the conduct of women in the world today, watch the conduct of the worldly church today. Just watch, of course. Now, there is also the conduct of the spiritual bride. The church, see, watch that also. Because the natural so-called claim to be bride. Now, please let me say again to the local assembly, don't feel bad now. I'm speaking to all out across the country. Today, what I think the elect lady, so if there happen to be ministers in here that doesn't agree, well, just hold your peace for a little while. See, notice, just listen. Notice this character. When you see women just go on the rampage, just doing anything they want to do, watch the church is doing the same thing. Notice. But watch, when the spiritual bride, when she begins to have a revival, are you listening, church? When she begins to have a revival, when she begins to come back, align and set up with the word of God, watch then again. You will see how that the scriptures at that time. There will be a message sweep out to catch that bride. Catch that woman elect. For as the world, Satan, the deceiver, who deceived the false bride to sinning against God by misbelieving his word. And now today, as we see the church natural in their intellectual gospel, going further and further away from the world. In social gospel, we find that the women of the world on the streets, members of such, is carrying themselves in the same atmosphere. Can you stop there in a minute? Do you notice the recent way of women dressing? Maybe you have not noticed. When they were wearing trousers, we were shouting. Now they have left trousers to come to pipes. They are now wearing pants. ibiti party edeni, no matter how big they are. You hear what the prophet said? Physical things are spiritual. It means that the denominations are going deeper and deeper into the ocean. Of course, yes, we know that. Those women that you see dressing the way they are dressing, so they are members of those denominations. Oh yes. May God help us. We went to somewhere yesterday to buy something. While we were there, me about a decade, I was talking to, there was a lady there, I was talking to her. Well, she didn't dress badly anyway. I was asking her, which religion do you practice? She said, I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again Christian. I said, okay, praise God. You are born again. She said, yes. I said, can you give me your testimony of what happened to you? That is where the problem always comes. You cannot be born again without having a testimony. It's not possible. The prophet said, the sleep second that the Holy Ghost come into you, say you know. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I will go to with what I discussed with them. But let's continue here. You can't tell them they are lost. They have lost all sense of common decency. The people have. See? And that is the way the church has. And you can see it going straight to the ecumenical council. Just as certain as anything in the world. And right into Rome as hard as it can go. See? Because it's prophesied. And there she is. That is our behavior. But then, watch again to the spiritual church. That's you and me. How that group of people called out the elected through every revival. In Martin Luther time, it happened the same way in the Reformation. It happened the same thing in the time of John Wesley. It happened the same thing when Pentecostal first started. They draw the women right back in line with the world. And then they drift away. There she goes right back over into chaos. But then, the time that the people are ready to line up, there is a message comes forth and they line with it. Luther was the messenger of one day of justification. And the church lined right with it. Some of them, the rest of them continue on. Wesley come with justification. The church lined right with it. Pentecost come with the restoration of the gifts. The church lined right with it. The elect of that day, and then faded away, went right back off in denominationalism, and went right out with the rest of them. All of them right down along the line. Now, but you notice, when the people begin to try to line with the word, there comes a fresh message from the word of God. Right straight to the people. And they catch that message. A line up every time. It's just in God. We have that. We have families. Every family in here is custom to that. Sometimes everything runs fine for you for years. Then all at once you hit a spell. Where we say it many times in the south here, when it rains, it pours. And everything goes wrong. You are going through a night time. Then there is a daybreak. Then a night time. Everything runs in continuity. Can you stop right there? Amen? It happens to us and you can't help it. Blessed be His holy name. That is why I think that writer of that song, the God of the mountain, the God of the valley, the God of the good time, is also the God of the bad time. He is the same God. Whatever He allows to happen to you, it will work together for your good. Amen. That is difficult to explain. But don't explain. We are not called to explain. We are called to believe. Amen. All things will work together for your good. As long as you are a son of God, you are a daughter of God. It might be things that are not palatable. But I want to say sometimes God allows trouble to come to church. Amen. He allows trouble to come to church to shake you, to prove who is who. Amen. There is always who is who. God bless you. Everything that God permits to come your way, it will work for your good. God bless you. God bless you, Brother Daniel, popularly called Dino. He's a very gentle boy. God bless you, brother. And I'm praying for all of you that are young, that God will give you Holy Ghost filled wives. Amen. Holy Ghost filled wives. Young sisters, may God give you Holy Ghost filled husbands. Then at all, it will be heaven on earth. Amen. Amen. There be no fighting, there be no quarreling. Let me tell you, no matter how little your child is, whatever you do at home is watching you. It's watching you. May God help us. Always how you discuss and talk with your husband, sisters, brothers, know how you talk and act with your wife where you are at home. You know, sometimes if you take a look at Mary was a good girl. She never told a lie to Joseph any time until when Angel Gabriel visited her. I said, woman, you are blessed among all women. You will conceive and bring forth a child. So Mary was not a baby. Grown up. When he had that, he said, this thing you are saying. But I don't know a man. Your sister, that verse is for you. Amen. Amen. Your sisters, don't perform experiments before the time you should perform it. God created you a woman. The prophet said, God put a veil in your body. Some sisters say, we were doing sports. Sports cannot break that veil. It takes a sexual act to break the veil. And when the veil is broken, it will bleed. In Israel, one time, they used to demand for token of virginity. What they do is that when a girl goes to marry, they will instruct the husband for the first time if they are going to live together to spread a white bedsheet. Hello? Hello? Am I talking the message? By the time they lived together, if that veil was there, and what is ordained to break the veil has broken the veil. And the liquid that was supposed to come has come. as a state benefit. That is the token of virginity. Hello? But if they have a free right, and there was no veil there to be broken, it means that God, who created women, never made mistake for not putting the veil. It means that somebody else, it's not entitled to that place, has gone there. Woman was made for man. Hello? Woman was made for man, and not man for woman. Are you getting me? Some girls will say, "Dan folk gede gbe ni mo wa." There is no girl to wear dan folk gede gbe. You are going to a man's house anyhow. To see how mysterious that thing is. When you come before the altar like this, that is the day you cease to answer your father's name. You take the name of your husband for as long as you both live. Hello? Hello? So nobody has a right to your body except your husband. I'm a university student. No lecturer has a right to your body. No bachelor, no worker, no co-student. He might come to you and say, without you, he cannot breathe. Don't submit yourself. Your body is for your husband. Period. Young ones, are you hearing me? Today, this so-called civilization, you know where the prophet was saying? The Lord told him not to have television in his house. If the Lord told my leader not to have television in his house, who is me to have it in my house? Who are you, right? To have it in your house. The angel of the Lord told him, don't put that evil thing in your house. If television was evil then, it is still evil today. Don't operate television in your house, whether in your bedroom or under your bedroom. Some of you are so hypocritical. You put it in your bedroom where nobody can reach. And it was in bedroom, man. And it's all more coin, so okay, come out, baby. Don't put it there. Don't put it means don't put it. In some places, if I go there, they open the stuff. I'm just not in the place. You might think this old man is fanatical. I want to be fanatical by obeying God's word. If you call that fanaticism, that is the type of fanaticism I love. Amen? Because that kind of fanaticism, I can find it here. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of the living God. Can the church say amen? Period. Kinimofewo. And the Bible admonishes you and me. He said, let your conversation become the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your conversation. Not a miloko. Not the fuel price. Not the how costly the food items are. Let me tell you. Somebody put you here. And the person that put you here is responsible for the feeding of all the assorted birds in the sky. all living animals in the bush, all the living creatures he put under the water, now he defeated them. O ye of little faith, may God increase our faith. When God said, I will supply all your needs, not your wants, according to your riches in glory, he cried this, do you believe God? You believe God? Many of us are complaining. This is expensive. These are expensive. And you still have money to buy these expensive things. None of you have gone to bed without food. God hates complaining. Church, God hates murmuring and complaining. What is the admonition of the prophet to us? He said, never be negative. He said, always be positive. May God help us. The prophet said, your body will obey your confession. So people will say, I'm so weak. Maybe you don't know what you are doing. You are bringing weakness to your body. The Bible says, let the weak say, I'm so weak. Is that what the Bible says? Let the weak say, I'm... It looks funny. But that is the truth. Amen. Somebody called me this morning. Is he outside the country or so? They say, Pastor, they say you are traveling again. You say, make you they give rest to your body. I say, as long as the Lord has given the power, and the power is there, I will not waste the power. I will use the power that he put there to the glory of his name and for the blessing of his people. If God wants me to slow down, he will bring weakness to my body. And even if the weakness comes, I have a scripture to stand on. Let the weak say, God bless you. Whether the devil like it or not, we will praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. I say, God bless you. We praise the name of the Lord, whether you like it or not. We don't even want him to like it. After all, why should he like it? It's not even a partaker of it. Eh? Kilo ko. Iko ko ko ni pa wana. Should go and sit down. We know his beginning. We know his ending. Seta shema, I told you. We say Seta shema, I told you. We say devil shema, I told you. Satan, shame unto you. Our power belongs to you. We will pray Jesus. We will worship Jesus. We will adore Jesus. We will lift up Jesus. Because he's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our Kinsman Redeemer. He's our Healer. He's our Provider. He's all in all to us. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. If we say praise God, you don't even want to say hallelujah. I want to mass a back for. Yeah. Make you take needle, sew your mouth, make you not say hallelujah. I want to mass a. Oh, man. God is able to raise up stones. So to seek Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is able to do it. We praise the name of the Lord. We praise his name. He's worthy of our praises. The name that is above all other names. At the mention of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. All things in heaven, all things on earth, all things underneath the earth, that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Satan, Toba, we call up Pupuso, because that is your nature. We will worship our God. We will praise Him. On my sick day, I will praise Him. Before my last breath, I will praise Him. Amen. This our master said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Greater love and no man than this, that a man love his friends and he gave his life for them. God became flesh to die because of you and me. You say, I should not love him. Tell the best in the air. Because me, as for one, will not listen to you. Amen. You will say, oh, I will do something to hurt him. You can't hurt me. No matter what you do, you can't hurt me. Because I'm already in the kingdom of God. The other time I showed, we read the scripture. Can you project that scripture, brother? The scripture, I think, is Colossians chapter 3. Is it chapter 1, verse 13? I think it's 1:13. Colossians. Praise God, amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now we are already translated into that kingdom. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? You are in that kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. In that kingdom, we don't know no sorrow. We don't know no pain. We don't know no anger. We don't fuse, we don't quarrel. We don't babite. We are not disappointed in that place. We are in his glorious kingdom. I told you of it this thing before. Let me repeat it one time. The Jehovah Witnesses, they knock at my gate. When I open, men and women were studying with Bibles. They say, we are preaching the kingdom of God that is to come. I say, your own is to come? I say, the kingdom of God, I believe it has already come. It's in me. They were looking at me. I said, okay, open your scriptures. So, I think Romans 14:17. Romans 14:17. Put it there. I think I get the scripture right. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Church, believe that this. When they read it, they closed the book. They said, Ejaman Lo. Olo Dabo. Mo follow see you. Amen. Do you know that? Not that we live righteously, we are the very righteousness of God. Do you believe that? Me, I know the joke with anything God called me. I am what God says I am. Hallelujah. I am what God says I am. Hallelujah. I am a winner, a winner, a winner. I am not a loser. Hallelujah. I am what God says I am. We are what God says we are. And the devil can't change it. Amen. Bless you. Not that we will make it, we have made it before the foundation of the world. Those who will meet the rapture and those that were not ordained to be in the rapture, Those that are ordained to be in the rapture, the one that ordained there does not have an abandoned project. Hello? He doesn't lose one. That is why Jesus was saying, all that my Father has given to me shall come. He said, when they come, no man, no devil, no situation, no hunger, no costly way, nothing. Whether Jacoba is the power of, nothing shall by any means. Oh man, he that gave it to me is what? He's mightier than all, greater than all. He's able to say to the uttermost, they that put their trust in him. Brothers and sisters, are you trusting him? Who will you trust if you don't trust him? Tell me who else you will trust. How we trust him? God bless you. I said, God bless you. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. I don't believe that we hear that you say Paul was mad. How can you say to die is gain? Even when he might fear death. When you say a hunter with that log is something, he carries so whether that day good or double barrel. And sheep, they go, they pass by his side. Because one more year, they let the enter bush. Make her tell him, see that man with that thing. I'm telling you, with all his strength, he will escape. Because he knows, Uto Walowe, Dede Egoni. Somebody release their back. God bless you. We don't fear, we are apart from death or to life already. Amen. But the brother said, he said, I've seen people die. He said, I've seen people die, singing the praises of God. He said, I've seen sinners die, fighting the ditch. Praise God. Amen. Are you a saint? Then what are you afraid of? Me, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Amen. Amen. Brother Philip, how many of us know him? He has got to rest now. Amen. Amen. You say he has got to rest. What Abraham said? He said a man that is filled with the Holy Ghost can be completely insane. God bless you. You are bearing me witness. A lot of people responding when we are preaching. He said so. He said it can be completely insane. And yet it's a seed of God. Whatever God permits to pass your way, it's on a purpose. You can never, except you can tell me that if you hold an egg like this, you will know whether it's a cock, if it is hash, or you can't do it. You can't go read a book by its cover. You can't do it. I wish I were told when if I'd be allowed to preach his funeral. The people that be present, I will warn them. This man you see so. I know Philip when I was a bachelor before I married my wife. Yeah. You see, God ordained us to different things in life. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying what I'm saying. Was Lazarus an elect or not an elect? Lazarus, the Bible described it, the condition of his life. Until it was dust. that we are leaking is that was the elect of God. Is it because God cannot heal? He has a way of doing things. Whatever he does is for his good pleasure. Finally, when Lazarus died, he was passed by the angel to the bosom of Abraham. The rich young ruler, when he died, he was in the place of torment. At that time, both the place of torment and the place of the redeemed at that time was closed. He saw that there was a gulf. This guy crossed here, this guy crossed here. Hello? Until that rich man, his eyes were open, he saw Lazarus. He knows that where Lazarus was different from where he was. Where he was being tormented. He saw Lazarus, a person that is in torment, you can easily know. He said, I'm suffering here, just let Lazarus, Father Abraham. He was still calling Abraham, Father, religiosity. Deep in singer for water, I come and put on my mouth and be tormented here. Abraham said, oh, son, it's not possible. God only make this environment like that. You can't cross to where we are. And we can't cross to where you are. Hello? Hello? He said, where you were in the world? Everything, Odunyi, everything was butter and bread for you. You didn't think about God. Lazarus lived a hard life. Despite the hard life, the seed of God was in him. Amen? And the time has to come. Whether you are a beggar, whether you are the president, you will come to your end. Because the one that gives you the breath of your nostril will withdraw it. And you can't deal with it. You can't take it to no court. No court of appeal. No Supreme Court. Amen? And the man said, I know the life I've lived while I was in the world. I have brothers that were imitating me, living that same kind of life. If that life that I lived at that time has brought me here, it means that those my brothers that are taking me as an example, that were living like me, they will also come here. Please, please. Even if Lazarus does not come and give me water drink, said message to my brothers that they will look for another example. They should look for another influence, not me. Hello? What was the reply? Said, oh, God bless you, my brother. Though somebody, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Had he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Hello? Did Jesus not rose from the dead? Were the Jews persuaded? God bless you. I said, God bless you. You are the blessed of the Lord. The blessed of the Lord. Chosen of the Lord. Foreknown of the Lord. Ordained of the Lord. Justified by the law, glorified by the law. Oh, hallelujah! We will serve him. We will worship him. We will adore him. But be careful. What Abraham said is God that ordered the step of his men to their position. You can't order yourself to anywhere. Olorun lo se. Tolorun ba de se. O le gbe si court pe o ma pe adajo ki pe lawyer fun. No sir. God bless you. I say God bless you. But Abraham said the ministers, he said people that are running away from the ministry, he said these are the people that God put there. Are you following me? You can't put yourself. Wait until God puts you there. You following me? But Abraham told us something. Said there was a time a farmer was carrying a wagon going to farm. On their way going, you know, the road wasn't smooth. It's the road that leads to farm. The wagon was every little gallop. Go, 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 go. When they get to the farm, they loaded the wagon with stuff. They passed the same road. There was no sound. And that is where people derive from it that it is empty vessel that make a lot of noise. May God help us. I say, may God help us. The other time in the ministers later I mentioned, I said, hey, brothers, me, I don't believe a man filled with the Holy Ghost. We believe in adultery. They almost eat my flesh and drink my blood. Amen. Not quite 2 weeks. The pastor of one assembly was booted out. Though that was not the right thing to do. If you want to follow the message, even if the pastor or minister is guilty of anything, in the light of the message, the prophet said, if the people, he should confess it rightly. The message taught us how to do it. And if the assembly forgive him, it will continue. Are you getting me? So what I'm saying is, adultery is not a pardonable sin. Are you getting me? Neither am I preaching you should be going to him because it's pardonable. So when the brother went into that thing, according to the sister, he confessed, he went and confessed it to his wife. The very first time. But he couldn't stop it. As he continued the subsequent ones, OTD Balaku, he wasn't telling the wife again. May God deliver us from all evil. But Abraham said, not how close to sin and not sin. He said, see how far you stay away from sin. Amen. Amen. Many people call that a mistake. But Abraham also said, if I by mistake I take a woman out, this is what I know to be mistake. May God help us. Maybe you are driving. You know, I don't pass in my way before you drive us. Yeah. I don't pass your way. No matter how much you pass your way, except you have a changed nature, you will behave the same way each time you are faced with that situation. If you kind of misbehave like this, on the right and left, they're always there. They just sit tiny. You have to be very careful. To see that you don't hit anything. Do you blame them? Man must eat. After all, the Bible says belly is for food. Food for belly. Is that what your Bible says? Though it will be destroyed later, but presently, we go put food inside. The kind of man too, have family at all. Now you they call them Omo. Omo Awusa, whatever you call it. Aboki. Now they call him Aboki. Aboki have a wife at home. Yes. As you say, Dali, I love you. Aboki has somebody who also say. Aboki, I love you. Aboki have children. Where they say, Daddy, bye-bye. Are you following me? Never you underrate any human being. From the presidency to the beggar. Or the, who told you beggars are not married? Some of them have family. Those beggars you see so. So if you pass them by, remember these are costly. Give them something to cook soup at home. Are you hearing me so? Don't wipe down past them. If somebody has to give them something, it's somebody like you. Share what you want to do with my phone. Hello? May God help us. We must come to a place where we know, truly, truly speaking, we are in union with Christ. Because somebody will step up and say this about it, it doesn't move you one bit. You just go in your room and say, Lord, you help me to be what I am. Help him. If you help him, he will not be like that. For sure. You know a parable in the Bible of a man who killed the only son of the king? I think you know the meaning of that parable. Not be wicked, Jesus. He's weak. May God help us. I say may God help us. Do you know where you stop? You know where you stop our message? You will go back there. What are we saying, brothers and sisters? You cannot change yourself. God has to change you. And if God change you, we order yourself to your place. Let me give you a testimony. For the past 40-something years, I've been pastoring. Many have come to me to say they have ministry. I have a way of testing them. I will not tell you, because if I say it now, it becomes an open secret. It's no longer a secret. I have a way of testing them. Did you come to me? Ask him. How many of them are among all the ministers here that we are here together? It's only Ayodele Babalola that were ministry before we come together. Are you following me? I have a way of testing them. I'm a good man. Many have said they have a call, and they can't pass my test. They just can't pass it. There must be a test. Don't put everybody on the pulpit. No! Oh, man. That is how I used to tell the young sisters. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? If a man comes here, he won't marry you. Do you know what the message says? And you should test whether that man is a son of God or not. You must test the man. The man must also test you. Messagically, scripturally, and prayerfully. Amen. Oh, my precious sister in the Lord. God bless you. May the Lord be the richest of your blessings in the next services. Amen. The sister said, thank God for all your prayers, all your blessings you have pronounced. But it's you I want. I say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? I said, that wig in your head. Do you know it was taken from the Bible to fix your hair as a token that the covenant you made with your husband will always kept? I said, look, if you have been doing it, there is a way. The message says you should confess it. If you are a wife, you commit adultery, you must come and tell your husband. Not only that, that man where you committed it, you go and bring it. Come and show it to your husband. My husband, I'm sorry. Baba to she niyo. Iba she. I cannot think the manager of the bank that you work under. If you can't do it, you say, Olorun ti gbọ mi, mo ti confess. Olorun ko gbọ e, because you didn't confess it according to the message. Are you following? You follow, you carry adultery on your head, don't you die, you are going to hell. Hello. To the young sisters, I was telling you the other time, keep yourself for your husbands. Because whatever life you live, when a brother in this message want to ask your hand in marriage, you must confess all your past life. If you have made yourself an image, you must confess all. All means all. The man. If you don't, your marriage is not lawful in the sight of God. You may give children. God will give you children, but that marriage, the back will die out before God. Hello? The prophet says, if you confess 99.9, that little point you did confess, you know it now. If along the line one day, if you are the one that like pepper soup, or you did kaikon, or alpha soup, or abula, to jeunge to like go, you know it do, oni daddy, or oni, or sweetie, whatever you call your husband, come on. You see, that time I was to confess to you the things that I did before we got married, so I forgot one. The prophet said you might have been married for 10 years. Hello? Hello? He said you might have been married for 10 years. He said your husband have a right to do what? To do what? Not just to kick you out. Kick you out and marry another. This aspect I preach it so is not commonly preached. I will preach all before I die. Everything I know. The only thing I will not preach is what if I don't know, if I know it, I will preach it. The prophet said you might have been raising children for the man based on false vow. Hello. The prophet didn't stop there. Remember, the prophet also said the man can forgive. Let's just say, hey, you did that. Hey, I'm going to say, you can also forgive. We must preach all. God bless you. I say, God bless you. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is not something you play with. Because that it is God coming to live his own life through you. If you know that the life of God cannot be faulty. God makes no mistakes. I know what I mean by mistakes. God does not commit sin. And that God is living in you. You will have an idea of the type of caliber of person you must be. Amen? Amen? This journey I made so, I will have called some people sit down, lecture them. when they were doing the in memorial of Brother Mario, the last time I was watching them. I hear statements of some people or call for statements that has something to do with me. I would have called them. Maybe whether they thought I would not survive the sickness, I don't know. I don't think they were saying were things that people were saying. I'm guiltless of any of those things. I will sit them down. Before sitting them down, get the service. You were saying this. Where do you get this? Who told you? Me, I'm not after to fight anybody. I've decided to be fighting Satan. I say, hello. Even if you choose to be the secretary of Satan, I know if I fight your God very well, it will affect you. Blessed be His holy name. May God help us. Let me tell you one thing. Spiritual people are easily misunderstood. You say, are you saying that to say you are spiritual? I'm not carnal. I must be honest with you. I will not tell you that I'm carnal so that you think I'm humble. I'm not carnal. Every spirit-filled man is not carnal. Every spirit-filled woman is not carnal. We have the mind of Christ. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. But Abraham said, if it's God that is calling you, he said, don't worry. He said, if he calls you, he will make a way for you. He's the one that ordered the step of his people to their position. When you see a man acting and try to tell you you are delaying, Jackie Kini Akirunde now, go and find out. Give him. For you to be a good leader, you must be a good follower. The fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, are offices of leadership. That is why till tomorrow, I will never repent when I said, I'm yet to see a vindicated prophet among the fivefold in Nigeria. I'm saying it openly. If you know one, show me. If you know one, show me. Attend me the vindications in his ministry. I will go and consult him. But Abraham was born and bred in the U.S., United States of America. Hello? Why are we following him? Why are we following him? Why do we take him as our absolute? It's because God said, if a prophet is risen in your midst, he will have these manifestations. We have seen them in his ministry tens of thousands of times, no failure. A man can never be so correct. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody that have anything against this ministry of Abraham, I can assure you, it because it's not ordained to it. This ministry is blameless. The ministry of the Son of Man that was added to him, he never failed one time. One time. He will tell you who you are, where you come from, how many times you have had a surgery. He will call your name. If you think it's a joke, come and do it. Make we see you. Praise God. Amen. Look, you cannot write a letter and address it to the blues. When you write a letter, you are addressing it to somebody. God sent this message to a people. He addressed this message to his children. Are you a child of God? You will stay with this message. How can I use to tell you my job? It's not because I pastor you. No! If I'm the janitor of the church, the way I'll be happy is the same way I'm happy now. It's not because I'm pastor. Pastor Kenny, it's a responsibility. Do you know a lot of responsibilities that go for pastoral ministry? Out of the whole fivefold, now only pastor, no get pastor. This is an evangelist, I pastor him at his family. This is an apostle, I pastor him with his family. This one, he never had a family. He don't look so well. But when he comes to pastor, now God, now he they look to. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Do you know the responsibility that is on the shoulder of the pastor? Do you know? When you are sleeping and you are too hung, betrayal, toko, erutoko. Do you know what the pastor is doing? Do you know how much he prayed for you? The prophet said, God will answer your pastor's prayer for you. I have told you, I will preach the whole message. One day, I will come on tithe and offering. I will come on it. Each time you see minister fight in church, now because of money, now money. I must tell you, now money. Her brother Abraham warned of the careful of money, women, and popularity. I can't be popular because I will tell you the truth. None of you can come and gossip to me. You come and tell me, Brother Mike, you do this. I ask you, can I come, Brother Mike? If you say no, I say, keep your story to yourself. Period. Do you know the prophet said, if you open your ear to hear gossip, you do what? You mind your experience. One knee, have not preached Christ enough. I'll be preaching, I won't cause of pain. They will not call me pray, I won't cause of pain. Do you know where some people need church? For the next 6 months, the pastor, now the people will go, they take preach. Why should I be preaching you when I'm not preaching Christ enough? Preaching you will bring salvation to anybody. I will preach Christ. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I believe in God's children living together in unity. Nobody said this one be Yoruba, this one na Igbo, this one na Hausa, this one na Fulani, this one call for Kafacha. Rubbish and nonsense. By one spirit, we all are baptized into one body. If a Fulani is converted, he will live as you are living. Many of you think Fulani are animals. They are not human. Who told you that? They are elect among Fulanis. Oh, man. God bless you. God bless you. Oru olofe. Oru ofe lo to gba ira. Olo no gba. Kosi. What are you talking? The professor has loved. If you have a child that is very stubborn, don't denounce the child. Pray for him. The prophet said, as long as there's breath of life in that child, say, don't give up. What does it take God to save a soul? A jiffy like this. Remember the Saul of Tarsus? The saints will hear him and be passing you right in their body. Saul of Tarsus. He was such a terrible man until the Bible says he has silenced the saints. He didn't knock the door of the high priest because with his brain he was aiming at that office. He went to the man, carry authority. The authority is that he's a king. He will impact all local assembly to consider it. He can carry you, put inside prison, nobody will ask him. But on his way to Damascus, brother, let me ask you, if you were living at that time, would you believe that Saul of Tarsus was a seed of God? Will you not believe he suffered seed? That is how quickly we judge. To tell you what, even that was your decision, you are not wrong. Do you know when finally on his way to Damascus, when the pillar of fire appeared to him? Saul of Tarsus knew the pillar of fire. That was the one that delivered their fathers from Egypt. It was Jesus he was against. He didn't know it was the pillar of fire that became Jesus. So when the pillar of fire appeared before him, I say, Saul, why persecuted me? If you would, his reply, say, Lord, who are thou? Being a Jew, he will not call any other thing Lord, except it is this pillar of fire. He was surprised. What he was saying is that, Lord, it's you I'm fighting for. Who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. He said, that is how he conversion came. Do you know when the Lord spoke to Ananias? Go and lay hands on him. Ananias was trying to remind God. Have you not heard the open it all wrong in the ye? Have you not heard of the teacher and say, hey, are you bringing information to me? Go! It's my chosen vessel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. Do you know among all the apostles? Nobody walk like him. And nobody suffer like him. That is the same God we serve. Don't give up your children. The Bible says we shall be saved and our house. Claim all your children for the kingdom of God. If your children are doing very well academically, praise God for it. If they are doing well financially, praise God for it. But I think what we must praise God for most, let your children have testimony and receive the Holy Ghost. That is the achievement that we will not live here. You have money, you become billionaire. They have been billionaire before you. They will still be billionaire after you. And the word of God says, we brought nothing here. We are not taking nothing away. After food and raiment, what the word of God says, be satisfied. How many times have you seen people buried, and they are buried with their properties? Let me cite an example to you. Maybe you have never heard about it. This governor, he was once governor somewhere in the eastern region. I know the name, I won't mention the name because I'm streaming. Don't want somebody to come and arrest me. So, when he lost his wife, he very wealthy. You talk about clothes and character. It was it. Or category. Talk about jewels, gold, silver, whatever. Where they were burying the woman, they were dumping those things there to display wealth. They didn't know that among the crowd, he saw everybody in the crowd that is a sympathizer. Maybe you have never known that. People can show us, read this scripture, you will know it. The people that came to console Martha and Mary over the death of Lazarus, were they all sympathizers? Where Jesus raised Lazarus, were they all happy? So when they were angry, they went to report the matter to they said, Jesus has done another one. He raised Lazarus back. The people prepared. What did they say? They said, we will go. We will not kill Lazarus alone this time around. Because we know when we kill Lazarus, Jesus is there, we raise him again. We kill Lazarus and kill Jesus. What was the offense of Lazarus? What was the offense of Lazarus and Jesus? Evil spirit. May God help us. So I thought they buried the woman with all this wealth inside that pit. So people were just watching time. The time moved now. Midnight. So people were present when they dig the woman out. All the clothes they put there, the jewel they put there. To make matter worse, they didn't bury her back. Just let her out like that. Hello? May God help us. Do you know some people so rich and they can never give their kobo to a beggar on the road? A person with that, they go to America to go and buy casket. You are wasting your resources. That thing you went to buy, it might be the best or the cheapest in America. To ship it here, no, we feed plenty people in Sabo, which we have the word of. You are coming to bury stuff you buy inside soil. May God help us. Let me tell you one thing. If you are not be doing it, be doing it too. Are you following me? Don't be passing every beggar. If you have up to 500 naira, you met a beggar, you can give 50 naira out of it. God will bless you. Not say you see beggar, you wind up. You wind up, they listen to message. This is part of the message. Giving is part of the message. Amen. The message says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. No, the prophet said we would have feed the whole world. We would have cared for the whole world because of lack of resources. Many of us, we don't give. When you are coming to church, you will be looking for change. Whether 15 naira a day. You want to come and give God? Who give you the whole money? The breath of life to even make the money. Now 15 naira, you want to come and say thank you, God. Because it has been customary that when you are going to give offering, now the least currency now you will give. Shame on you. You need revelation. Shalom. 12 door pastor. I think we go close, meanwhile. We go come back. How many of us love the Lord? We love Him. We all love Him. We all love Him. God bless you. We are on our way to where we come back. We are the people of God. We came from God. Go ye to God. Singing hallelujah. 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 I am under the rock. The rock is higher. Hallelujah. Jehovah has been. Order the Lord. protects you. You are protected. If God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, I will be with you and in you to the end of the world. All the days of your life you should rejoice. No trial, no temptation, no problem, nothing that crosses our path that can subdue us. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. As we bow our heads, how many of us want to be remembered in prayer? Just signify by the raising up of your hands. Our Heavenly Father, from the pulpit to the pews, including the vessel you used to talk, we are all needy. Outside of you, we are finished. You say we can do nothing without you. But you say also we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. From the pulpit to the pews, strengthen us, O Father, in this journey. Each step we take from in this journey may be ordered from above in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy comes in like a flood, Father, may you be there to raise the standard. In the name of Jesus. The children you have given to us, Father, by faith, we claim them for your kingdom. May the Holy Ghost visit them. May they know you in the power of your resurrection. In the name of Jesus. Our guests, may you keep them away from worldliness, Lord. May you heed them. Help them to keep their body for their husbands. Our young men also, may they not be wayward, oh Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy good name. As many, Father, as are not yet filled with your spirit, Lord, may you fill them. Those already filled, may you refill them. As many as are sick, you are the Lord our God that healeth all our diseases. Take away diseases, take away sicknesses, take away afflictions from our lives and our midst. In the name of Jesus. Satan, shame unto you. All power belongs to our Master. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. This little time of praises, may we use it wisely. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Let's sing 1, 2, 7. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Jesus.
of men.